As the big day approaches, most of us are looking forward to Christmas, but for some people, it can actually bring back memories of, well, things that are far from happy. It was on Christmas Day that Simon Brown, a former soldier from Morley, received the news that would change his life forever. He was told that he'd lost his sight, and it was following being shot in the face whilst trying to save the lives of six of his colleagues in Iraq. And Simon's here now to tell us his real-life story and really what Christmas means to him. Good morning, Simon. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me in.
Well, thanks for coming in. Let's just go back, if we can, just go back to 2006, and you were 28 years old at the time. Why did you go to Iraq in the first place?
Because it was my job. I was sent there, basically. You know, I'd been a soldier for the 10 years at that point. And, yeah, like I say, you sign up, you take the money, you do the job, and you get sent where you get sent. And
Following orders.
Well, that's it, yeah. You know, you can't turn around and then, you know, we all have jobs and we all have to do them, and you can't turn around and get upset when you decide that, you know, part of your job is not something you like doing.
Were you upset about it?
No. I mean, one of the things is I was a commander at that point. And I was an experienced soldier, and I was going out there looking after other young men, and that. And so it came, kind of, you went out there as an older brother, father figure, some of these guys, and you felt responsible to make sure you brought them home to their parents, and that was one of the things that, as you moved through the ranks, you felt more and more responsible for the guys who were sort of under your command.
So in a way, your concentration, your focus was on what was on them, and not on you, and so you were, in a way, tunnel-visioned, and perhaps didn't really think about the bigger picture. Did your friends and family voice their concerns about you going to Iraq?
Well, obviously there's a concern, you know, that my dad's ex-forces, so they weren't naive about what our job is. But at the same time, you know, they knew I'd been to war before, so that they knew I knew what the score was. And I think they tried a little bit hard not to think about it too much, because otherwise, you know, it can ruin their life for 6 months. Mm. So they're kind of... They were proud of me for joining the forces. They were proud of what, you know, we've got heritage of First, Second World War and other conflicts within the family. So we were just, you know, doing my job and proud to be, you know, British soldier.
Mm. Well, you had been to a war zone before. It wasn't anything really new to you. But nevertheless, had you found yourself ever in a situation where you thought, this is bad?
No, I'd got out of situations, looked back on it and thought, that were close.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't think I'd ever been in a situation where I actually thought, this is really tough. Yeah, we're gonna do well to get out of this. And if I'm honest, at the time, I didn't think that then either. My focus was more on what I need to do, not what might happen.
What had happened?
Well, as you sort of alluded to, we went in there. These guys were under fire, took my team in. We got the guys out, and then on the extraction, that's when I felt the bullets smack me in the side of the face. Basically, the driver had said he couldn't see. I had to stick my head out the top of the turret to see if it was clear. Told him, yes, go straight. And as I pulled my head back in, that's when I felt the impact. And it doesn't rank in the top five Wednesdays in my life, I must admit. I kind of knew what had happened, but I didn't realise how badly damaged I was. Fortunately, because I wasn't knocked out, I was able to do first aid on myself for 25 minutes till we got medical facilities. And then they put me into a drug-induced coma and I woke up in Birmingham sort of 3 weeks later. And as you say, that's when I got the news, you know, the words, you've lost your sight, which I just translated into, your life is over. So as you can imagine, it was a pretty dark Christmas day.
They actually told you on Christmas Day?
Yeah, they had told me on Christmas Eve. I woke up 7 years ago today exactly. But obviously I was that under that much influence of sort of drugs and that sort of stuff that I wasn't really compos mentis. Then Christmas Eve things were starting to come round and there was news that I was being given but kind of didn't sink in. And then Christmas Day when they came back and there was my family and they told me again, it kind of sunk in that actually this is a lot worse than I ever imagined it would be.
What did they say to you? What kind of words did they use?
It was very doctorish, you know, very, very succinct, very exact, lots of big, clever Latin words, I'm sure, but the general gist of it was, look, we're sorry to tell you that your left eye has been destroyed, that'll never get anything. There's serious damage to the retina in your right eye, and we can't at this point tell you how much sight you might regain, if any. And it was that, if any, tagline that I heard, and that's the one that really sort of shook me.
And at that point you were listening to this?
Yeah, at that point I was kind of aware of what the words meant, rather than just listening to, you know, white noise, basically, which I had been for the last 2 days.
Yeah, because you had a bandage over your face.
Yeah, metal cage and all sorts of stuff going on, and yeah, it was a bit of a weird moment, and obviously, with not being able to look in a mirror, I couldn't comprehend what I actually looked like. So it was a pretty surreal situation, considering that, like I said, I didn't realise I was that badly injured at the time I actually took the impact.
When did that come? When did you first look into a mirror?
I must have been 3-4 months down the line when, you know, when I could actually create an image from a mirror. Initially, I thought, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was. You know, the scars are starting to heal, the frame was off, but it was more the internal damage then that was the big thing. I mean, I was never a pretty lad to start with, and the scars just give me character now. But yeah, it was the damage inside that was the big thing for me. And so that, you know, that as I say, you sit there feeling sorry for yourself. Fortunately, in the military, we get perspective, because we can look at what it could have been. You know, we've all buried friends, and we kind of sit there and think, you know what, we can either sit there and sulk and feel sorry for ourselves, or we can remember how lucky we actually are that, you know, we at least got to come home and see his family again and spend time with them. So, although that was a very, very dark Christmas for us, we kind of look at Christmas in a different way now, is that, you know, we celebrate the fact that I got a second chance and I'm still here, and we try and focus more on what we've got rather than worry about what we've lost.
Mm. Still, is it an easy time of year for you?
Yeah, no, you know, it's one of these things, you know, you're only human. You do sometimes miss what you haven't got, and it brings up memories. But what we try to refocus as a family and personally, you know, we celebrate as a new birthday when, on the day, you know, the anniversary of getting shot, thinking, you know, I got away with it. But at the same time,
when you celebrate, what do you do?
I go out and just as you would a birthday, you know, you go out and have drinks and sort of have a meal and just enjoy the fact that you're still here and remember it as, you know, as a start of a new life almost. But as you say, you know, you go back to that thing where you think, you know, I've put friends in the ground, and it kind of saddens me and sort of bolsters me. It's one of these really mixed emotion things where you think about the guys who didn't make it.
Mm.
You know, quite a lot, and you remember their families and how tough it is for them. And I think that's what hurts more when, you know, I've got friends and family, the family of friends who I know, you know, are not getting this opportunity, and they're spending Christmas without someone. And, yeah, that kind of puts a damper on it. But then, you know, we look at my own family and think, you know, well, at least I'm still here and I'm still here for them. And, you know, I've got to think about what to do next rather than dwell on the past.
Hmm. You're right. It's what's happening inside of you now. It's not the external. It's not your face. It's not your eye that's causing you the pain. If indeed it causes you pain, it's what's on the inside.
That's right. Yeah, definitely.
So, well, listen. Long may the positive feelings and thoughts continue. Thank you so much for coming in and telling your real life story. Wish you and your family a great Christmas, Simon. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah. Can I just mention thank you to Blind Veterans UK. If you want to check them out on their website, No One Alone, Blind Veterans UK. And the thing is, you know, being alone at Christmas and isolated is difficult, and they're doing a lot to help blinded veterans not be alone at Christmas. So they've helped me and given me opportunities. So I'm very grateful to what they've given me and how they make my Christmas much better.
It's been great to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Again, Simon Brown from Morley, a former soldier who a few years ago was rescuing 6 colleagues in Iraq, former soldier, and as he described there, was shot and blinded in one eye in that attack. Telling his real-life story this morning.